If you're looking to improve your family's quality of life, you've landed in the right place. It's Arizona's favorite home improvement resource, the Rosie on the House Show. Give us a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. We appreciate you spending your Saturday mornings right here with Rosie on the House now in its 26th year of broadcasting. Today is, if you're in the Maricopa County area, the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show is at the University of Phoenix Stadium, Glendale, and the 101. It's, if you've never been here, it's, you can't miss it. Just get on the 101 and look for the big dome, the big silver dome. You can see it. Heck, if you know where to look and you're on the 303 on the north side of town, out past Happy Valley, you can still see it. It's a hard building to miss. People are lining up. It'll be open here in just under a half an hour. It's down on the actual stadium floor. The grass is rolled out, so it's right on the concrete, and it's lined wall to wall with all kinds of partners. If you look for the Rosie Certified Partner, you know you're dealing with somebody who supports this broadcast, supports quality of life, and doing the job right the first time. We do have some calls that have come in. We're not able to take them live on the air right now, but don't let that keep you from calling, because we will have that fixed here momentarily, and we can still answer it just like this. Carol wrote, called in and wanted to know what to do with her garbage disposal. She thinks that there's metal flakes, fragments inside of it, and wants to know who to call. Does it need to be replaced? Well, Carol, let's start first by identifying what could that metal be. Is it something that got flushed down the disposal and got chewed up and is now hasn't quite made its way down the drain, or is it parts of the disposal inside coming apart? They're pretty easy to take off. If you've got somebody that can go underneath, unplug it, obviously, and it's really just a compression fitting underneath. Once you disconnect the overflow, and it's not really the overflow, the very top one will be the drain from the dishwasher, will be the very top hose. It's usually two hex head or with a flat head option, screw to back that out. Have an empty bucket underneath it during the time. You're going to have a little water dripping and falling out at some point. So take it, make sure those go in there. Then you'll have another connection. Generally speaking, if you've got a dual sink, that'll be the next pipe coming in. It'll be from the sink side. Make sure everyone in the house knows that while you're under there, do not turn the water on. And then the last one should be that there'll be then again one, two. I think that takes care of both of them. Take off the drain that goes now to the P trap. So there's your three connections in most dual sink applications with a dishwasher. Then it's just a compression fitting. Hold once you've unplugged the power supply. Hold the bottom, and then with your other hand. And this is why plumbers get paid a lot of money. This, you'll find out real quick. This isn't a whole lot of fun. It's not rocket science, but it ain't fun either. And you kind of learn to become a contortionist during all of this. Counterclockwise, we should loosen it, and it'll drop. And it's heavier than you think. You'll be surprised, so be prepared to catch that when it comes down. And then you can take it out, hose it out. You don't have any risk of the power coming on, so you can get in there and feel around. Take that rubber gasket out while you're at it. Throw it through the washing machine, get all that cleared out. And if you can rinse and hose out, whatever, if it is, in fact, a metal piece, whether it's silverware that's dropped in there or whatever else it could be, especially if you've got little kids, no telling what could have ended up in there. But then if it is, in fact, the garbage disposal itself coming apart, well, you can take that to any sand plumbing supply and get a replacement. Or if it's if you don't know a good unit, or if it's not a Badger, Badger's really good. You want at least 1.5 horsepower for your garbage disposal. And that was Carol. She called in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. I had the opportunity to go down to Channel 12 this week with Ask Andrea. She had a number of great questions that when they come, she'll get a stack of 6 to 8 home improvement questions, and then either Rosie or I will go down and we'll help her answer them on the Ask Andrea. That you can find those video streams at azcentral.com, along with today's article Rosie writes weekly about avoiding yourself from scam. But the common theme on the Ask Andrea was cooling, but there was two specific types. One related to garage. A gentleman had wrote in and said, to help keep the garage cool, can I open the garage door 12 inches and leave that crack? Well, you can, and I don't think, but I wouldn't suggest that if you're trying to cool your garage. There's a lot of things that can happen. One, you'll need to be facing the direction the air comes from to feel any kind of air circulation. If it's on the north side or you're in an area you don't get any breeze, it's just going to be stagnant. So if your garage door receives a lot of breeze, well, you can do that and it can come in. But with the breeze, you're going to get a lot of dust, a lot of debris. If it's a hobby room, which it probably is if you're looking to cool it, do you want all that dust and debris in? Well, you've heard us talking for, oh, man, if you listen to the garden segment, a couple months now just about how dry it's been this summer. And critters are looking for water sources. If you don't want slithering, creeping, crawling, uninvited guests, don't open your garage door. That's a huge opportunity for them to get in. What we generally suggest, if it's uninsulated, if the walls are uninsulated, if the garage door is uninsulated, if there's no insulation over the attic, the most affordable thing you can do is just get a roll around evap cooler, run a hose in, plug it in, and turn it on, and it'll spot cool where you are while you're working. If it is insulated, mini split air conditioning is a great option that prevents having to run ductwork into the garage. That now opens up a whole new can of worms because you're talking fire barriers. So mini split's a great air-conditioned option for your garage. There's a couple things you can do. On the topic of garage, there was another gentleman that said, okay, we're going to convert this to a master suite. Do we need to bring the level of the garage up to the rest of the level of the home? If you're doing this work permanent, which we absolutely suggest, because it'd be very difficult to sell the home with any unpermitted work, you will need to pour that up to the rest of the level. And another important thing with that is if it's not poured up, an appraiser won't give you that value as a master bedroom, which could be in the 100, and I'm just going to use round numbers just to keep it easy. When we're looking at an appraisal, they'll go dollars per square foot. So if your home is appraising at $150 a square foot, your garage is probably appraising, let's just say, for $50. Well, if you don't pour that up and get it permitted, when you go to appraise the house, have the home appraised for resale, the appraiser is still going to classify that as a $50 square foot garage that you can't even park in. So all that money you've invested to having that garage door, or excuse me, that master bedroom in the garage, you'll never get a return on it in a resale value if you don't permit it and do it up and pour up. So there's a couple things to consider in permitting. You go to your local municipality. If you're in a unincorporated area, then you go to the county, Maricopa, Pinal, so forth, and you'll start your permitting process there. Of course, you can go to rosieonthehouse.com, and then you have the general contractors listed from Tucson up to Prescott Valley, Sedona, Chino. They can all help you through the permitting process, the design, build. You know, that is what the general contractor specializes in, and we are very confident we have found the best of the best for you right there at Rosie, R-O-S-I-E. That's the masculine way, rosieonthehouse.com. And we're going to take a quick break right now and come back with more calls right here at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, broadcasting live from the University of Phoenix Stadium for the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show.